You're listening to Humanitarian Radio with your hosts, Tony St. Tone and Janie Beauclair.
Good afternoon and welcome to this edition of Humanitarian Radio. I am Janie Beauclair.
And I'm Tony St. Tone.
And hey, we're welcoming our friends and our family. And if you are a first-time listener to our show, we're happy to have you. We are a feel-good show shouting out some good news from around the world. And you can expect some great positive music by St. Tone, as well as some great innovative guests every week. And see what's going on around the USA with our events calendar.
So this week, we're going to talk about Oprah's favorite things. And this is usually one of our most popular shows out there because everyone wants to know what Oprah likes and
Well, she's a fabulous marketer, and she's been doing this Oprah's favorite things list for 20 years, and it usually is the marker that sets the tone for the shop till you drop-a-thon until Christmas comes.
Yes, absolutely. We did it last year and I think the year before.
Yeah, this is the third year. We've been requested by so many people to do this again that we're doing it. And it's always fun. It's interesting for me to see what's picked. And I always go, if I had this amount of things to pick, what kind of things would I pick? So that's really interesting. But also, how much turkey have you eaten since we were on the air last week?
Is that posed to me?
Those of you in America, we had a holiday this past Thursday called Thanksgiving Day. And we eat a lot of turkey on that day traditionally. And then followed by leftovers in your eggs for breakfast and your lunch on a sandwich. A casserole at dinner, and turkey, turkey, turkey till you drop.
Jane's going to give you a whole menu of what you could do with leftover turkey.
I can do that.
I know you could.
And speaking of, I was asked to do a recipe in Prince Mario Max Lippi's Royal Cookbook.
Yes, that's very exciting that you're going to get to choose one of your own personal recipes to put in that book.
Yeah, how fun.
Yeah,
I've never been asked to be in a royal cookbook, so we'll put that available on the website, too, because that'll be fun to have.
Absolutely. So let's talk about last week, your first appearance as Mrs. Claus.
Yes.
It was for the downtown Beverly Hills tree lighting ceremony.
Mm-hmm.
It was
on Rodeo Drive. That was
cool. So they closed down Rodeo Drive, and they put you and Santa in this hopped-up sled.
Motorized. Cruising down the streets of Beverly Hills.
Yeah. And there's probably about 1,000 people there. But, you know, it was just really interesting to see kids and adults' reaction to Santa and Mrs. Claus. To me, I was like, wow, like, you guys are rock stars.
Yeah, it was pretty amazing.
You know, and there was a lot of other things going on that night.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So I mean, then the street was full. And what was really cool, too, is just looking at the streets there. They're like, oh, we're lighting the streets with chandeliers. And when you looked at the decorations, it was quite spectacular.
Oh, yeah.
No, and they did these big cannons full of confetti, pieces of paper.
And that was happening. I'll just, you know, during Molly Ringwald's performance. Everyone remembers Molly Ringwald. She's a famous actress from 16 Candles and Breakfast Club. She was the girl with the red hair, if you don't know. Mm-hmm. And anyway, she has the debut album coming out, which I didn't know she sang. And she sang a version of Don't You Forget About Me, which was originally by Simple Minds. Don't you forget about me, I'll be alone. And that was the like theme song for Breakfast Club. Well, she did a version of it in a jazz style, which was really interesting. I was like, wow.
Was it good? Because I didn't get to hear that.
It actually worked.
Hitting around the corner.
Yeah, it worked. It was just really cool to hear her singing that. I mean, it was a cool tie-in, you know, for people that know the movie, you know who she is. And then she sang Let It Snow, and that's when they set the cannons off. With fake confetti flying through the sky. And if you want to see that, go to my Facebook. You'll check it out. I did a video of it.
Oh, cool. Cool. Yeah. I haven't even seen that.
Yeah, so it was very cool. And then to see you guys, like, you know, pull up, because while you were waiting to make your entrance, you were getting more mob than when you got on stage, you know?
Oh, yeah. Well, they cordoned everybody off. So once we got to a certain area, no one could come anywhere near us. You know, it was totally rock star treatment for sure. So it was Santa and myself and two elf helpers.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And we got on stage and Santa delivered a big delivery of
he set the lights in motion.
Yeah,
he did
appreciation
the countdown
and blessings, and And the next thing you know, there was a countdown, a big kaboom, all the lights came on, and we were back in the thick of things amongst all the millions of people again.
Yeah, I mean, and you know what's really cool is that the mayor of Beverly Hills was there.
I told him he was naughty, and he knew it.
Yeah. And who is the woman that was hosting from E! Entertainment?
That was Juliana Rancic.
Right, right, that's right.
Yeah.
She's the girl with the big eyes and... straight blonde hair, and she's has her own reality show too.
She does, yeah. She went through quite a bit. She had breast cancer, and she was right in the middle of having a huge marriage to the very first gentleman who won The Apprentice with Donald Trump. And she was getting married to him. She was just getting the job of hosting on E, and she came down with breast cancer. So they decided to do a reality show because so much was going on in her life. And she had a lot of loyal followers over the years. So
Yeah, she seemed super nice also.
Yeah, she was sweet. She told me she had been really good. She wanted me to give Santa the good word for her.
You're like, I'm in good with Santa.
Yeah.
So we're going to talk to you further about the kids' reactions and what happened on Friday.
Yeah, it was pretty surprising, I got to tell you.
Yeah, so we're going to talk to you more about that. But before we get into that, we're going to get into the Spirit of Music, which is the nonprofit organization that I started.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I'm so excited about this foundation that I started because people are becoming aware of it more and more. And we're starting to set up some shows, just getting some general awareness out there.
Yeah.
Again, if you haven't heard about it, it's www.spiritofmusicfoundation.org.
And tell us a little bit about it, and then tell us, like, you've got an event coming up this week. So kind of tell everybody who, even if they have heard about it, just a small recap of what it is that Spirit of Music Foundation does.
Right. So what we do is we provide live concerts for those in need of life lift. If it's the elderly, which we did last week, and we have another show coming up this week where we're going into these elderly senior citizen homes,
or if it's after school programs, rehabilitation center programs,
right,
like we're going to do emerging leaders graduation again, and I'm also going to go to one of their classes and do a presentation. The veterans,
children's hospitals,
homeless shelters. So you know, if there's a place out there that you feel can use live entertainment, I come out either as a solo performer or I do it as a duo with Janie. Or we do it as a trio, or we go in there as a full band, 5-piece band. But what I find is, you know, music has such a healing power, and that's what I really love about mm-hmm. this. And
well, it's even scientifically proven that music can help heal the brain.
Yeah, absolutely. So the point is that we're out there doing this, and we've done it for a while, and now I actually want to do it more. And that's why we're asking for people to give donations so I can take a day off of work and buy the proper equipment that I need and be able to print up CDs to give away.
Yeah, because a lot of times, well, it's 100% on your shoulders, for starters, and anybody who does this type of thing for volunteer knows that you're giving, but it's a different story when you have to take time off of work, meaning you have to take time out of paying your own rent and your own food and your own electricity and your own bills in order to be able to do something that means so much to other people.
Absolutely.
And it doesn't take much to get you to do performances in front of a good amount of people.
No, let me just say, you know what? If there's anyone out there listening and you can make a $5 donation, that is awesome. Because $5, $10, it all adds up. And again, if you go to the website, there's Spirit of Music video. Foundation, there's video there. Yeah. We are in the process of shooting a documentary about the healing power of music and about what this organization does. So it's going to be a 20 to 40 minute documentary.
Yeah, that's going to come out in 2016. Very exciting as well.
So, I'm excited about it.
So yeah, and then you're going to do a show this week at a senior center. And I want to just tell you that I've had volunteered us for Christmas Day at 2:00. We're going to perform at this same senior center. And I'm bringing this up because the comment that the lady made to me when we were there a few weeks ago was, I said, what happens around here on Christmas? She says, well, half of the people get picked up by their families, But then there's the other half that either their families have already all died or they live in different states or out of the country. And so they're the left behinds. And I said, well, what do you guys do? And she goes, well, it's a very depressing day here. We are very somber because the people that are here are feeling left behind. So they're sad.
Right. And then she said it was very hard to get entertainers to come in on Christmas Day.
She said, or anybody.
Yeah.
That's true. What she had said. Yeah. So I said to her, you know, Tony and I, we planned on doing a nice morning Christmas breakfast. And then we'll go and perform for them for 3 hours or 4 hours and spend some time there singing songs that they know from their generation, which is really interesting. And then, you know, getting some smiles and some happiness. I'm actually going to wear my Mrs. Claus outfit. And we're going to pass out some candy canes and things that they're allowed to have.
Awesome.
Yeah, but the reason I'm saying this is, you know, a lot of you guys open your presents early in the morning. And then you have the whole day. Go do something really special for people who are not having the luxury of opening their presents Christmas morning like you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, make it a family thing, make it a neighborhood thing, whatever. But get out there and do something really cool that you'll remember for life, and so will the person you pay it forward to.
Absolutely. Well, when you hear that sound, you know it is time for our quote of the week.
So I like this quote. Ready? Start where you are, use what you have, and do what you can. Start where you are, use what you have, do what you can. So if you think about that, a lot of people that are giving up on their goals will do so because they're not further along. As in, well, if I was the sales manager, then I could do this and reach this goal and that goal. But because I'm not already ahead.
They put conditions on it.
Yes. And this is really cool because it says, start where you are.
Exactly. But see, I think what happens is everyone's waiting for the perfect moment, the perfect time. I'm going to start my diet after the holidays.
It's a good crutch.
You know, I'm going to do this once I, you know, have X amount of money in the bank. I'm going to do this once I have. So they put a goal in front of a goal. And that goal, a lot of time, is not as obtainable. So it's like, it's just a little bit of a nudge.
Self-sabotage.
Yeah. Or just puts you in a position of going, well, take action right now. It's like, oh, yeah, but I'm not really ready right now. It's like, well, when are you going to be ready? Oh, well, I just wanted to wait a couple more months.
Yeah.
Or I wanted to
practice
more.
It's a nice thought, but I don't really feel like doing it yet.
I'll tell you, you know, being a musician, a lot of times we have taken on the bands that I've been in and stuff. We've taken on shows or have taken on situations where, you know, it's just go for it.
Yeah.
Go for it. And, you know, you'd be amazed on what you can pull off instead of like, you know, rehearse. And you could practice 1,000 times and then do your one gig. Or you can go in there, practice a lot, do your gig, fine tune it. So, you know, whatever you're trying to achieve, it's a great quote. It's take what you have currently, jump into
start
it.
Start somewhere.
And just start.
Yeah.
You know, yep, don't have to wait until you have all the things lined up, you know?
Yeah, true.
And at Imagination IQ, we were talking about that too.
Mm-hmm. With Dan Fowler. Yeah.
Yeah. He talked about that, taking action where you are currently.
Right.
Of waiting until everything is perfect.
Yeah. And it just makes sense. It might, I was going to say, all the little ducks that you've put in that future fantasy world might not ever get in a row. You know, that's a perceived thought. That's not the reality of what's going to happen. So it just makes really good sense. So we'll read that one more time. Start where you are, use what you have, and do what you can. USALuxuryDirect.com. Luxury goods to your doorstep. Get name brands like Waterford Crystal, Kate Spade, Swarovski Crystal. A variety of luxury items straight to your doorstep. Get ready for the holiday season. Go to USALuxuryDirect.com. So we want to thank our sponsor, USA Luxury Direct. As you know, this show is run strictly on donations, and we appreciate them supporting our cause and helping us shout out some good news around the world. If you have a chance, go check out USALuxuryDirect.com and put in the code word humanitarian radio, and they'll give you an extra discount. Do you have a great idea for a product and you don't know how to get it made?
Call Artistic Journey. They'll help you find your way to getting your new products made and into the marketplace. Need a free consultation? No problem. Need artwork and graphics? No problem. Need your idea turned into something wonderful that the whole world can use? Call Janie at Artistic Journey to help you get through this process. It's not as hard as you think. With 20 years of experience, Artistic Journey can pave the way for your product to get into the hands of people around the world. Call Artistic Journey today, 941-780-2538.
So it's time for some good news from around the world.
So this first story comes out of Canada, where these eight young girls, all around 12 years old, decided to hop on their own mission to help the homeless. So a group of young Canadians took the initiative to help the homeless stay warm. Tara Smith, her 8-year-old daughter, and seven of her daughter's friends took to the streets in Halifax, Canada, with a bag of winter coats, hats, and scarves. So what happened was one of the girls was talking about how they could help the homeless stay warm for the winter because it was starting to get cold. And so she decided to put an ad out in the paper saying anybody who has winter coats, hats, scarves, mittens, anything that are barely used, please donate them. And so within 2 weeks' time, they received all kinds of donations from the community. They had enough to go down to the areas where the homeless come out at night. And what they did was they put a jacket wrapped around each telephone pole. So every telephone pole in town has a jacket hanging on it with a tag that reads, "I am not lost. If you are stuck here out in the cold, please take me to keep yourself warm."
Wow. Now imagine in Canada, it must get extremely, extremely cold. So
picture's pretty cool. There's like 15 coats on 15 poles all up and down the street.
Sure.
And what a really neat message.
Yeah, well, I think what's really interesting is that, you know, here it is, again, young kids doing it and taking the initiative to sort of put it out there. And in a simplest way, it's like, hey, we're just going to put it on a telephone pole and whoever needs it is going to find it instead of going to a donation center or something. And the fact that the town or the city allowed them to do it, I think, is really great also.
Well, listen to what the little girl says. She's 12, okay? Out of the mouths of babe. Be the change you want to see in the world, she says. She's 12.
Yeah.
Be the change you want to see in the world.
Hey, you know.
Give fantastic. These little guys credit. They're a lot further advanced than we were at 12.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah, it's really interesting to see all the great things that youngsters are doing. And I say youngsters, anybody like under 25. There's some really cool things going on. So let's get on to the next story. This story comes out of New York. So every Christmas, this woman named Carol Suckman donates toys to some of New York City's poorest children. This year, she walked by a toy store and it had shutters across it and said going out of business. And she had an idea. What if I were to talk to the owner and see if I could buy a bunch of toys at a discounted price to give this year? So she contacted the owner and she proposed buying everything in the store, the entire toy store.
One shot.
She says, we talked and negotiated and bought the entire store. She bagged everything up and donated it all to New York City's Department of Homeless Services just in time for the holidays. The group that normally puts on this event, they're called DHS out of New York. And the guy there says, I've been doing this for a lot of years and we've had generous sponsors. You know, someone probably gives 30 toys, 50 toys.
Oh,
you know,
sure.
Something
sure.
like that. He says, but I've never, ever, ever have received a donation of this nature. And this was the first time anybody ever bought out an entire store and donated it.
Yeah, I think it's amazing to actually go that thought.
You know, because first of all, it's a tax write-off for the woman who did it. Second of all, the store is selling everything and doesn't have to go down to those, you know, minuscule baby prices that are laughable.
No, and for him, it saved him time and effort, I'm sure. Yeah. I'm sure he gave her a discount because it's a win-win all the way around.
The shelters got a whole bunch of toys in time for Christmas. What a beautiful thing. Well done.
In New York.
Every morning, this guy named Chris Ulmer, who's a teacher in Jacksonville, he begins every single day by complimenting every single student one by one in his class.
I think that's awesome.
What a cool thing is that? So this guy, his name is Chris Ulmer. Chris says, the change has been remarkable in the students. His students are special in the way that they've been diagnosed from things like autism to brain injury to speech impairments, things like that.
Right. So he's a special ed teacher.
Right. So they all come from a segregated environment of teaching, meaning they've all been basically put together and are not in the mainstream. Mm. Now they're participating in school activities, dancing in front of hundreds of other kids, and they're even in the debate club. As a result of him doing this, complimenting them every day, and what he says is, academics are really important, but what's more important is reversing the psychological damage that came from them being made to feel like outcasts by pulling them out of classes.
Classes, yeah. Yeah, we'll see. And, you know, it's really interesting because it's such a simple thing, and some of these kids probably never hear that from their parents or from their friends. So having just that one teacher compliment them every day is something really remarkable for them, I'm sure.
Yeah, yeah. So really cool. I think that's great. And, you know, parents could learn from that little statement as well as bosses. Same pattern, because think about it. Do you want to change lives? You want to change the way people react to you and to your company, or you to your household, or whatever the situation is. This totally applies.
I'm going to let my boss know.
I think you should.
You look very dapper today.
Fabulous.
I'll start complimenting him.
And let's see what happens. You might get a raise in the deal. You report back to us. We'll check back in a week?
Yeah. I'll let you guys know. I'll start on Monday.
There we go.
You look very lovely this morning.
Sir.
Sir. Thank you, Tony. Now get back to work.
There, love it. Love it. So I want to welcome Ukraine listeners to the station. They are joining us as of this past week, and we welcome you guys to the show. We would like you to know that if there's anything you want us to know about or shout out about in your country of great things people are doing, that we're here to spread the word. And so the other countries that are listening to our program currently are Spain, Brazil, China, Switzerland, the Netherlands, France, Sweden, Portugal, Russia, Canada, Germany, America, Ireland, Italy, Romania, and the Ukraine, along with the good old US of A.
Awesome.
We really appreciate everybody checking in to see what's going on and shouting out some good news around the world with us. Thank you so much for joining us here.
Positive affirmations wrapped in pop rock songs.
Give me that best case scenario.
It's motivational musician Saint Tone. Check out his latest live show, The Rise Up Experience, at www.sainttone.com.
We can always hug it out.
Pick up his latest CD, Outside the Box, available on iTunes.
We choose to end.
For music with a positive message, check out sainttone.com.
Here are some events that may be happening in your area. Check out events calendar on humanitarianradio.com. November 28th to December 5th, Women's Yoga Retreat, Jalapa, Mexico. And also on December 2nd to the 5th, Empowered Seminar in Mechanicsville, Pennsylvania. December 11th to the 13th is the Green Sustainability Expo in Portland, Oregon. December 17th to the 20th, Awakening Your Higher Crystalline Senses, Tucson, Arizona. December 17th to the 23rd, Insight Meditation Solstice Retreat, Woodacre, California. December 29th to January 2nd, Renew, Relax, Recharge Spiritual Retreat, Nevada City, California. If you're looking for something to do and you want to plan ahead to a vacation, we have events all the way through May of 2016 on our events calendar. So feel free to join us, and if you know of something we should be posting,
please let us know on humanitarianradio.com. Holidays, and you're stumped for what to give someone of your favorite people? Oprah Winfrey says she knows. She says, look at my list of favorite things and you're sure to find something special for your favorite friend.
Yes.
Yeah, so Oprah's been doing this for about 20 years now. This year she picked 87 items.
Now, does she choose, I mean, does she make a different list every year? Is it always 87?
Yeah, no. Oh, no. Last year it was like in the 60s, 63 or something.
Oh, really?
Like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
So whatever. So she's very sincere about it. She's not like, I got to fill up 100. Let me just throw some things in.
Yeah, seems to be. She's partnered with Amazon.com this year. And so this year she has 87 items, which is interesting. It's like, okay.
Okay.
And now each of these 87 items is for sale on Amazon.com.
Listen, she's not a billionaire because she's not pretty savvy.
She's got some good smarts, this little Oprah. I always find it really interesting. I like to pick like the top 20 and just kind of roll through them.
Sure.
Because obviously 87, you can look at it yourself online.
Could be
but,
her all day.
Some of the things are really interesting choices. Like, for example, this is something I would probably never, ever buy for you, Tony.
Okay.
It's called Sweet Lady Jane.
Sweet Lady Jane.
What is it, you might ask?
Got the name Jane in it.
It is a pie plate. It's a beautiful pie plate. Makes a mean old cherry pie.
So it's a pie plate to cook the pie or to serve
yes,
the pie?
It is. It's a pie plate to cook the pie. Ah. It is $60. And it's a pie plate.
Wow, you're going to have some pretty expensive pies in that.
Yeah, so that's interesting. This next one is interesting too. And I say interesting because I go, what would I pick? Mind you, out of everything for sale.
Hold on. I got to go back to the pie thing for 1 second because it reminded me of Steven Tyler, lead singer for Aerosmith.
He's my cherry pie.
No, that's Warrant.
Oh, close.
Close. Sorry. Sorry. Anyway, Steven Tyler, Aerosmith.
You're just apologizing
Dream on.
To the audience.
Yeah.
On my behalf.
Yes.
Yeah,
walk
okay.
this way, you know. Dream on. Yeah. Anyway, he enjoyed this one guy's cherry pie so much that he actually took him on tour with him to bake him a cherry pie.
You got to be kidding me.
No. So he wasn't a chef by means. He had just this killer
cherry
pie.
He had a mean cherry pie.
And Steven Tyler's like, man, I want that on the road. I want you on the road with me.
As opposed to next day air me, FedEx me a cherry pie.
Nope. Listen,
no, you're riding with me, kiddo.
Listen, when you're at that status.
Close your eyes and ears. You didn't see nothing.
Exactly. You want a cherry pie cooked fresh every night?
Yeah, totally.
You can do it. So
cool
he
story.
Would have that $60 plate.
He would, Mr. Cherry Pie Baker.
Yes.
So would he have a Sonic Snow Tube by L.L. Bean? This is like a inner tube you used to ride on behind a boat. You get pulled in an inner tube, only it has an L.L. Bean plaid cover on it, and it's for snow. It's rubber tubing for the snow. Now, I don't know if Oprah's ever tried one of these.
I don't know.
They range from $109 to $150, so I'm not sure how she decided that was a cool thing, but if she did ride it in the snow, I'd love to know how it was.
I mean, does it have like cushioned seats, like executive
drink holder?
Or it's just an inner tube. That's it. Wow. It's just a big fat donut.
Yeah.
I thought they'd like
it's
make it fancy.
It's a plaid donut.
You know?
It's a plaid donut.
Like put a seatbelt on it and strap you in, like, you know, but a nice leather chair.
Okay. So this next thing, cute as a button.
Yes.
Burt's Bees. You've heard of their lip balms and their
yes.
honey wax and that kind of stuff. Primarily
Burt's Bees, yes.
Like, you know, facial product. Well, they have come up with a Burt's Bees Baby and Me. And Baby and Me is a red and white candy cane striped suit that fits baby all the way up to mommy size.
There you go.
So you can have your entire family looking like a candy cane. I love it. $40 for family jammies is
there.
What they're calling those.
See, that's a reasonable price instead of a $60 cherry pie plate.
Yeah. Now, the next thing is a Typhoon Vision Electronics Scale. This is a scale that you'd weigh your food in, okay?
Oh, I thought you're as big as a typhoon.
No.
Okay.
That's not it.
This is for really heavy, heavy people. It goes up to 700 pounds. Okay, so it's not that.
No, it's to weigh your food in.
It costs $65. It's a very retro looking scale. It actually just looks like a silver bowl. So that's an interesting pick.
Yeah.
And then next, something, Tony, that you would love is the New York City Weekender bag. It's $155. It looks like a giant leather purse. And again, it's one of those things where I would have thought that the gifts would be more geared towards men or women.
All right. So far, it's all women.
So far, it's pretty close all women. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I couldn't really bring that New Yorker to a gig.
The next thing is a Scandinavian knife set for $150, which is beautiful. It actually is gorgeous. It's in a birch wood, and the knife handles are all white, so it's very, very elegant. But yeah, a set of knives. And then after that is the Tefal electronic grill, another kitchen item, $180.
An electronic grill. See, now that sparks my interest a bit. So you can grill inside electronically.
Cool. Okay, so yeah. We got one out of six.
Six so far, sure.
Okay, so now we have Instant Share Smartphone Printer. This, I think, is the coolest thing on the whole entire list.
Okay.
It's $350. It's smaller than a credit card. And you print from your smartphones. Yeah. Check it out.
You print from your smartphone.
Print from your smartphone.
But the
printer
itself.
It's like a mini itty-bitty little Polaroid that is smaller than your cell phone.
So things get printed out right from your cell phone.
Yep. Yep.
On a small little printer the same size as your cell phone.
Right.
So the paper looks like a receipt that you get from CVS.
Exactly. Kind of. Only it's like a Polaroid. So it's a photo.
Wow.
That's pretty cool.
Really interesting.
So the next thing is Teavana. That's a company that you see in malls in California a lot. Teavana is a chai tea company.
And not to be mistaken with the band Nirvana.
That's correct. This is Teavana with a T-E-A.
Mm-hmm.
And Oprah is apparently a part of this company because her name's across the label.
Oh, well, that's why it's her favorite.
It says Oprah's Teavana. Oprah Chai Teavana. Unless it might just be her blend.
Right. Well, she likes her blend the best. That would make sense.
Yeah. So Teavana is another idea. That's run $90 and you get like this nice big set. This next one, let's see here. A wireless boombox. It's by Sonos. And I'm actually familiar with Sonos. It's a product that I've purchased for one of my clients quite a bit. That would be a very good product. They are great, especially if you're trying to listen to home theater and that kind of thing. And then this is a really cool one. Papa's Seafood Company Signature Crab Cakes. It's a 45-year-old recipe that you are buying basically the powdered crab cakes, the sauce, the whole kit to make this 45-year-old recipe.
Oh, so now they give you everything already
ready to go. You mix it, bake it, you're done.
Right. But it has all the ingredients already to size, so they just pour it together.
Yeah.
I saw that on Good Morning America, those types of meals that they do now, that everything's already portioned out, which I thought was really cool for the, you know, the experienced cook that I am.
Yes, you are, Chef Saludo.
Yeah. That would be a perfect thing. It's like, oh, I just have to cut these bags open and pour them together. Okay, let's do it.
It's like boiling water.
Yes.
So the next couple of things, there's an espresso maker. There is a nail polish wardrobe. It's a cabinet to put your 24 different colors of nail polish in.
Oh, well, who doesn't need that?
Yeah, and the list goes on and on. So I think it's really interesting. Last year, there were a lot of things that were more along the lines of... there was a marble chess game for men. There was a variety of office type stuff geared towards men. And there was just a lot more guy stuff.
Hmm.
So it would be really tough for me to shop for you from the list that I've looked at of the 87 items. But if you're looking to do something for a teacher or a boss or a coworker, you know, something along those lines, it could be relatively easy.
Sure. Well, again, you know, this is... Oprah's got she's got everything. So things that she's looking at are like, oh, I don't have one of those things.
Yeah, and that's true. And it's probably exactly that type of perspective. From what I understand, oh, you know who else made the list this year again is Gloria, the foot nanny.
Oh.
Gloria was somebody that Tony worked for, did some graphic designs for her labels and that type of thing for her product, which is a foot product.
Mm-hmm.
And the last 2 years out of this is our third year, we've had somebody from the pick of this list on our show. We haven't figured out who's going to be on our show this year.
No, not yet. I say we go for the guy who cooked the pies for Steven Tyler.
He's not on this list.
Yeah, but the pie is. The pie dish is. So that way...
Yeah, that doesn't really work that way.
That's a tie-in. No?
We had the foot nanny on, and she makes a foot cream. And then we also had Justin Chow on.
Yeah,
and
caramel.
Justin does his homemade caramels, which are phenomenal.
Yeah, really, really good.
Yeah, we actually did a project with one of my clients with 10,000 of those little babies, and OMG.
Yeah, a lot of them fell out of the bag into my mouth.
We ate a lot of them. They were so good. So we'll have to figure out who's going to be our guest from this list this year.
Yeah.
And we'll let you guys know.
Now, one last thing that you forgot to mention is that they can give the gift of music.
Yes, sir.
In a couple different ways. One way is that you can make a donation for a friend to Spirit of Music Foundation.
Mm-hmm.
And any little gift like that towards the foundation is greatly appreciated. Or you can pick up a CD of mine. I have 15 CDs out. I'm currently working on a brand new one, which I'm very excited about. But this song here is a song called Lullaby that is off of my last CD called Outside the Box. This is St. Tone, Lullaby.
Serenade
And once again, that was Lullaby by Saint Tone. So you can pick up that song and a bunch of other songs if you go to iTunes or you can go to Bandcamp. Both of those links are available at my website. If you go to www.sainttone.com, that's SAINTTONE.com. So next, I'm really excited about doing this interview with Mrs. Claus, a behind-the-scenes look at what it's like to be Mrs. Claus, our own Janie Beauclair.
Why, thank you. The crowd roars. Well, I have to tell you, I think it's a really cool thing to be able to share this with you guys today. I shared a few comments about this experience on Facebook, and I was really surprised at the goofy little corpse that people made about my comments. And I'll discuss that in a second. But I was on Rodeo Drive, which is, as I did not know, internationally celebrated at Christmas time or holiday season or Hanukkah or whatever it is that you celebrate. Mm. People fly in from all over the world just for that event in that town on that day.
Yeah.
And we spoke to so many people that parents and children that were coming to see Mr. and Mrs. Claus. And Santa is just an amazing, sociable guy.
Can we set up the scene as far as so people know where you are? If anyone's ever been in L.A. and has gone down to Rodeo Drive, at the very end of Rodeo Drive, there's a side street that's all cobblestoned. So we want you to just picture that in your head. It looks like a street that you would see in Italy.
Or the Wizard of Oz.
Or the Wizard of Oz, yeah. And you cannot drive on it. You can only walk on it. But it's a cobblestone road. And what they do is they set up a chair, a big throne,
white
if you
chair.
Will, white chair for Santa, and then two side chairs for Mrs. Claus and all the people that are going to come. I had the privilege of being Santa's helper.
You were. Let's just call it like it is. You were an elf.
I was an elf.
You were the biggest elf. And someone did say,
you're a tall
he's
elf.
The biggest elf I've ever seen. I didn't imagine him to be so big.
Yes. I got to tell you something really funny. You know, as an elf, I was one of taking everyone's photos. So I interacted with everyone that you interacted with right before you did.
Before me, yep.
So a lot of the kids, I would ask them, like, are you ready to tell Santa what you want? And some kids are like real excited. Yeah. Yeah. And I'm like, you want to tell me? And they're like, no.
No, that's for Santa's ears.
And that's what I just realized that. They didn't want to tell me. They're like, no, I don't want to tell you.
It's not for your ears. You're not Santa.
It's just Santa.
Elf, bro.
I know. And I said to him, I'm in tight with him, man. I know him. We're like this.
Good word.
Yeah.
I did have a few people ask me to put in a good word for them, which I thought was cute. Mostly parents. So
that's the scene. I just wanted to set it up.
Yeah, that was cool. It's a cool location, and I'm going to be there on and off throughout the month of December for various events and things that are going on with Mr.
Claus. Yeah, like another 20 times.
Yeah, yeah, it'll be fun. So what I was most surprised at was, A, the different countries that everybody came from to celebrate Christmas in California, particularly in Beverly Hills, particularly by shopping on Rodeo Drive.
Mm-hmm.
I had several people tell me that they were going to be in town for the next 3 weeks to shop, that they were going to be in town for the next month because they loved the holidays in California. I talked to people from Spain, Germany, India, Beijing, France, Korea, Japan, Ireland, England, and all over the United States.
Yes.
From Iowa to Maine to Key West, Florida, everywhere.
You know what I thought was really interesting is that certain cultures had these little things that they did.
Yes.
Like the Chinese girls all made the peace sign backwards, and then they did the puckered lip kind of thing. Like they did these three different poses, because I was like, that's really interesting.
And they all wanted to show their purses.
Well, they all had these high-end purses that they wanted to show, yeah.
Yes, and the young gentlemen from Egypt and Arabia, they
Saudi
were
Arabia.
Dressed so beautifully.
Yeah.
Impeccable. And they were like, you know, some were like in the 15 to 17 year old range. Others were like 21 to 28, somewhere in there. And then, you know, well older than that as well. But the younger ones were so impressive to me because they were so impeccably dressed. And
there was like some killer outfits.
Oh my gosh, beautiful.
For like 2 year olds, I'm like, that's a sports jacket that was like
leather, yeah.
Just
with
killer.
Some beautiful gold piping. And the one young man had shoes that were probably equal in value to my car. But it was that was really cool. But what I really wanted to talk about is the different wishes and dreams that I've heard from so many children and even from adults through this process of having them sit next to me in, on Santa's lap.
Well, you know, and just to comment on that, you said adults, and a lot of adults were there.
Well, yeah.
More adults than I thought. Yeah, more adults than kids. And I was fortunate enough to persuade a lot of usually fathers who didn't want to do it.
You were a sneaky elf.
I was definitely sneaky elf because everyone would hand me their camera and I go, or they would come walk up and I go, hey, all right, am I going to take the photo? And they're like, no, we're just going to take the picture of the kids. And I says, that's all right. You have to be in the photo, so I'll just take it. And they're like, what do you
wait,
mean?
I said,
you got to be in the photo.
Sit on Santa's lap.
And sure enough, anybody who was taking a picture would go, yeah, you have to be in it. And
you
they
tricked
would get suckered
more
into it.
People, more adults into sitting on Santa's lap.
Yes.
You would have won a record for that.
It was awesome.
But I have to say, it was so amazing because I'd wrap my arms around these different, you know, adults that are posing with Santa, and I'd just hug on them and mess with them and put my hands on their face and, you know, things like that. I had one guy from Germany that was probably in his late 70s do the Home Alone kid's face with
yeah.
me.
Yeah.
With my Mrs. Claus, you know, bright cherry red gloves on. But even the adults were so appreciative to relive that moment of fantasy with Santa. And
yeah.
it didn't matter what country anybody was from. And I didn't realize how Santa is so well known all over the world. We
yeah.
had every age bracket. I mean, we had people that one guy said he turned 87 yesterday. So, and he's sitting next to me on, you know, next to Santa. Telling
yeah,
Santa
to get
his
photo
wish.
Thing. Yeah.
And we had another lady that she was in her late 80s. She was from India. And as the young granddaughter is saying to her, to Santa, what her wishes are, the grandmother says, I want world peace. I want the world to be peaceful before I die, is what she reached over and said to me was her wish.
Wow. Really nice.
Yeah. So it was such cool experiences. I had a 15-year-old boy who wanted a new car. And he was from France, so he wanted his first car. But then I had like an 8-year-old boy from Beverly Hills that wanted a Lamborghini.
Well, yeah, his dad probably has a Lamborghini.
Yeah, so and I said a Lamborghini toy, and he said no. So I
He goes, do you know where you are, lady?
I walked over to the mom when he was talking to Santa, and I said, your son wants a Lamborghini. She goes, I know.
She says, I know. He'll probably
She's
get
probably
it.
She probably heard it 40,000 times.
He'll probably get it by the time he's 10.
Yeah, right?
You know, but there were some other people that really surprised me, because there was a young girl, she must have been around 12 or 10, and she goes, I just want happiness for my family.
Yes, yeah.
And she was very well-dressed, and she goes, a lot of my family live in Atlanta, I think she said. And she said, I just want happiness for my family.
Well, I wrote down some lines that I heard yesterday from the kids, and most of these kids, I would say, were under the age of 6, would be a good guess.
Right.
And think about that age that I just said when you think about what I'm going to say here. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Peace and love for my family. Blessings for my family. Love in my country. Food for all the children everywhere. A lightsaber so I can make it rain. Green lightsaber was the request.
Oh, wow.
Everyone to be warm this winter. Food for the whole world to love each other, peace everywhere. These are children.
These are golden children.
These are children saying this.
Yeah.
I was blown away.
It's a different consciousness.
How many kids said something that was a world issue?
Mm-hmm.
Not a, I want
Instead of a selfish, I want a dump truck.
Barbie doll.
Right.
And we heard more of these types of comments than we heard of the children's toys that they wanted.
Yeah. It was definitely a life-changing experience.
Eye-opener.
Yeah,
because
it definitely gave you a different perspective. And the fact that you're going to get to do this 20 more times.
I know. I'm so delighted. It's going to be super cool.
You know, what was really interesting is there was a guy in line, and I didn't realize he was by himself. You probably remember him. He was a really good-looking guy, sunglasses on, all dressed in black, looked like your typical model type. And I turned to him, and I was like, hey, okay, it's just you? And he's like, yeah, I want a picture with Santa. I said, okay.
Yeah, he was an older guy.
Yeah, but I just didn't expect it because he was just this really cool guy. And I'm thinking, he's the kind of guy that would have a really hot girlfriend. It's like, she's dragging me. He's like, nope, I'm doing it by myself. And I'm like,
well, you know,
okay.
One of the stars from CSI Miami came through our line, and another star from an ABC sitcom came through our line, and they took pictures with Santa.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I thought it was really cool to see that Santa has not died. That thought is still going on, and that lesson of life and fantasy is still happening all around the world.
Absolutely. And you know what? When you guys walked down the street, I thought it was awesome where everyone in every restaurant would stop and wave
and yell,
and yell and
Mrs.
scream
Claus!
At you. And oh, and here is the kicker. I got to say that this is probably one of the craziest highlights. The three of us are walking down the street to go to our location, and there's a real life paparazzi guy snapping photos of us. And I'm like, This is really bizarre. I mean, he's literally...
He was totally TMZ.
Totally TMZ type of a guy, just snapping pictures, backing up. And they don't talk to you. They don't say, hey, can I get your photo? They just start shooting. As soon as they saw us come out of the building, they started shooting. And I go, this is what these celebrities go through. And this is just one guy taking our photo.
Yeah.
Can you imagine 40 or 50
and
mobbing you?
And it went on for quite a while. I mean, backwards for a good ways. And he probably took 35, 40 pictures.
At least. And I'm going, dude, really? We could stop and take this photo. And it's like, nope. He kept a good
paparazzi, that's
30 feet
do.
Away, and they just kept shooting the camera.
And let's talk about what else happened. We walked around the corner to go up the cobblestone walkway where our chair was, and we were greeted by picketers who were
anti-fur.
PETA Association saying animals deserve to have Christmas too, Santa.
Right. Animals deserve to have Christmas. Animals deserve to live. And we were like, wow, this is how we're starting.
Ready, begin. Yeah, that was kind of crazy beginning. But, you know, obviously, we're all for the saving of animals.
Yeah, and they had a right to their opinion to picket on Friday, which was really interesting.
There
was a lot of people picketing. I didn't realize they had that much of a...
There were several hundred. Yeah. There were several hundred. That line walked on for quite some time past us. Yeah.
Yeah, it was pretty crazy. So... I'm excited about seeing you guys do it again.
Yeah,
I'm looking to participate once again, being the photographer. So
yes, that was so awesome. Just
check
amazing.
Check out the pictures on our Facebook,
right?
Tony St. Livornia or Janie Beauclair, either one of ours, and we'll put some on Humanitarian Radio. Also, go to Humanitarian Radio Facebook, and we'll throw some photos up there for you to check out.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much for letting me share my story with you. I got to tell you that I'm going to share some more. It was an eye-opening experience that I hope to see so many more times in the world, that young children are really stepping into a whole different thought consciousness.
Well, it's going to be really cool having you come back, and I know the stories are just going to get better as we go along.
You know, if you're looking for a little spark on your any day, you can always go back to humanitarianradio.com and check out any of our previous shows. We do keep them on there so that we can inspire you to find some good news for your soul. Do something great for someone else in your world.
Yeah, and if you know of a story or if you know of someone that should be on our show, by all means, connect with us on Facebook at Humanitarian Radio or go to our website, humanitarianradio.com, and reach out to us. Let us know any good news that you have out there that you want to share with the world.
Make it a good week.
We'll see you next time. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Humanitarian Radio, shouting out some good news for your soul.